The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the pre-recorded Outdoorsman Radio Show. Hopefully by now we are on our way out into the briny blue aboard a private charter boat on out of Ocean City. And hopefully the tuna will give us a favorable look today. Not sure if we're going to do tuna, marlin, mahi-mahi, mackerel, who knows what's going to be out there. I'd like to catch a wahoo. I really would. Never caught one. Eating them, they're spectacular eating, and I'm sure they're a pretty good fighter too. So we'll see what happens. You never know what's going to, bite when you get out in the ocean, that's for sure. So it's been a long time since I've been offshore, that's for sure. So, hey, joining us, however, those fellow who's more of an expert in land-based critters, and that's our biggest big game animal, is the Maryland black bear. We've got Harry Spiker on from the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service, and we'll just call him the head bear guy. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
How you doing, Harry?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. What is your official title again?
My official title is Game Mammal Section Leader.
Boy, that sounds sexy.
Yeah, that's something.
I like bear guy better, but
yeah,
that's all right.
If it's got fur on it.
Yeah, I get it. And you are the fur bear guy, too.
That is fair.
You are the mink and muskrat and raccoon
coyote
and all that stuff.
Yep.
I got it. So, let's see, what day was it? Was it Sunday, I think? I applied for my Maryland bear permit, as I have done since the very first year of its inception.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and we're in, season 14, 15?
15. This is year number
15. I do believe it. Been three times, been selected 2005, 10, and 15. And you know, I actually harvested a Maryland black bear, not a big one, but I was very happy to be able to be one of the few to take a Maryland black bear. And, I'm glad to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, and last year we had a close encounter with Laura sitting on the ground the last day, Thursday, and we had I had a bear about 10 feet from me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately, it was 10 minutes before legal shooting time.
Oh, that's how it goes.
He came trotting down the trail. I heard him coming. I thought it was the family dog, followed us out into the woods. And the dog had a nice white face on it. This animal had no white at all on it. A very dark creature when it's 10 minutes before legal shooting time. And he put on the brakes almost at my feet. I'm sitting on the ground. And Laura got a little, you know, she kind of twitched a little bit when that happened. And there was more than one of them. I can tell you that by the sounds of the exiting footprints. There were probably several, and they had seen a big sow and two youngsters, two-year-old
right.
cubs. So, you know, been on the porch, raided the chicken coop, that type of thing. So,
life in Western Maryland.
We knew they were there. That was Frederick County. Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Yep, that was Frederick County. So, hopefully, somebody's going to pull a tag again this year. We'll see what happens.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Maybe we'll be seeing your smiling face again.
Well, that'd be good.
Yep, indeed. So, how much time do we need now? This show's going to air on the 18th. So, how much time do we have left to go online and hit the button to get our $15 application fee for our bear permit?
Well, application period runs through midnight the night of August 31st. So you've got until August 31st.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get it through your You can apply through your Compass account, or you can go to any licensed vendor and they will help you out, or any DNR service center. You can also apply online, or I'm sorry, over the phone weekdays between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Right.
Through August 31st, and then the drawing will be held on September 4th.
That's
the day
right.
After that, Labor Day.
Day after Labor Day. Yeah, that's pretty much typical, right?
That's the standard. Yep,
standard. Good. And then everybody's notified by email, or you can go online. You know, if you go online on the 4th someday, and you go to the Bear page, and it'll list everybody by number, and if you have your DNR ID number there beside you and you're looking at it and it matches one of the numbers that were drawn, guess what? You're in. You got a bear tag.
That's right. Yeah, and you won't get a minor correction. You won't get an email notification unless you opted for your packet to arrive. That way, everybody that draws is going to get a packet, and when you apply, you'll either choose through the mail or email.
Right.
But like you said, we'll have the numbers up on the website, and just check your DNR ID number on the list.
Pretty simple.
Yep.
Pretty simple.
Yep, 800 permits this year.
That's big. And
yeah.
What did we start out with?
200.
200 the first year. Wow.
Now, back in 2004, and we started out just from Cumberland West, and we've now expanded to include all four western counties that hold a resident bear population.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's been a wonderful project to work with.
I have no doubt, and it's good to see a robust and healthy, sustainable bear population here in Maryland.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't imagine what it was before what's his name, Meshack Browning, Market Hunter, wiped them all out.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. You know, people, you know, they say, have you ever read 44 Years of the Life of Hunter? I say, yeah, I have. I mean, the guy went into the bear dens and, you know, he took his candle and his flintlock in there and a knife, and that's how he got his bears. And I said, he got, 2,000 deer he killed over the years. And,
yeah, it makes for good reading.
Yeah, I know, but for wildlife management, it sucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, I mean, here's this guy killing all these deer to sell. And, you know, here we are in Western Maryland not having a deer season until 1931 when they killed, 11 or something like that?
Something like that.
You know,
that's
it took
right.
80 years for the deer to recover enough to even have a season
that's
for them.
Right.
So, yeah, thanks, Meshack. Appreciate that. But yeah, people romanticize about the good old days, and when you look at it from your perspective, you go, oh my gosh.
That's funny you use that phrase, because I tell people all the time, when it comes to bears, we are in the good old days right now.
We are.
I mean, the bear population out here is really healthy.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And you know, we've got this region of the country has got some of the biggest and most productive bears. Yeah, on the continent.
Exactly. Surprisingly, North Carolina ranks right up there with some of the biggest bears.
For the size.
Yeah.
Yes, that coastal region. Yep.
The coastal bears are like the coastal bears in Alaska. They're huge.
That's right.
For some reason.
That's right. But I'll tell you what. Here in Maryland, I mean, you'll stand a chance at getting a much bigger bear here than most places you'd go in Canada.
No doubt.
We've got sows. We once picked up a road-killed sow that tipped the scale over 400 pounds.
That's a big sow.
And for a sow, that's huge.
Yep, that is huge. No question.
You know, we go into the dens and tag cubs, do that type of thing, and we handle a couple of 300-pound sows every year.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, I know your fellow there in Frederick County that answers the trouble bear calls in that region, Jeff,
right.
I think his name
yep.
is. And he was telling me a story. He said he got called to a cub that was struck on the side of the road up near Thurmont.
Yep.
And he said he got there and he was looking for the cub, and it was a full grown sow. And it was, you know, it was summertime. It was breeding season.
Oh yeah.
And he looked across the road and there was the boar pacing back and forth, popping his jaws. He wanted to breed with that sow, and a car took her out. And he said, you know, that's not a good situation to get between the sow and the boar.
that one will stand the hairs up on the back of your neck.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, I mean, if you've ever heard them roar, especially within 25 yards at night, it's an experience, man.
It'll get your attention. They do a thing called jaw popping.
Yes.
Where, you know, they'll smack their teeth together.
Yep.
And I just think about that. You know, most people will never hear it, but I tell people, if you ever hear it, it's like a rattlesnake. You may have never heard it, but you know exactly what that bear wants you to do.
Exactly.
Just back up and give it space.
Exactly right. Yeah, well, I've had that happen twice, both times in New Brunswick.
Yep.
You know, we get up there, and I'm always looking for the big boar. And we had a sow and two sows, and, you know, finally the big boar come into the bait and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, you know. And finally, as they tend to do, he circled me. And when he got downwind, he started that jaw popping thing. He was close enough to hear that. And it was like, you know, I know you're there, brother, and it's getting dark, and I got to get out of here. So,
yeah, it's good to have a due respect.
I do respect it was, yeah. And that was the second time I heard it. First time, it was right after a sow with two cubs was being bothered by a boar in the middle of the night.
Yep.
She was upset. She struck the bait barrel, 55-gallon drum, and knocked it down through the woods. And then all the bear beat feet, and the jaws were popping, and Alan was puckered.
Yeah, they're really good communicators.
Yeah, they let you know. That's for sure. No question about it. So, look, he did a survey in, what year, 6? And then again in 11?
Population survey? Population estimates, yep.
Yep.
Since then, we've gotten away from the DNA surveys. Playing around with some population models. Most recently did a density extrapolation model. You know, our current population, we're estimating at about 2,200 adults. Ooh. That excludes cubs. Across the four western counties.
Wow, that's a lot of bears.
Because if you think back, when we started this in 2004, we were estimating around 300.
Yes.
In the hunt area.
Right.
Garrett and Allegheny counties.
Right.
The population has grown.
No question.
Yeah, and you know, kind of proud of that. Our goal all along has been to allow the population to grow, but at a slow enough rate that people could continue to learn to tolerate them.
Sure.
And overall, I think it's been working pretty well.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Good point to stop there for a minute, Harry. Let me talk about some of our sponsors make this show possible, and we hope our listeners are able to go out there and shop on the folks that we recommend. Onyx. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, including the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Now, summertime is here. We know how hot it is. We know that, you know, you like to spend some time outdoors, camping, family get-togethers, picnics, corn on the cob, fresh tomatoes, cantaloupes and watermelons are all part of the mix. Well, Schillinger family, Papa John's Farm, knows that, and that's why they have their giant produce barn set up there on New Cut Road. Exactly. Their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready. Their squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet, sweet watermelon. Great tasting food at Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. Located just off I-97, exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn for your GPSers, 410-969-8810. Now, Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again is 410-969-8810. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Now, first choice for Eastern Shore anglers and hunters is, or hunters and anglers, Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got it all. Anything you could need, want, or imagine for hunting, for crabbing, and fishing. When I say fishing, I'm talking about rods and reels and tackle and line and everything from panfish to striped bass, trolling, chumming, live lining. They've got it all. They've got their live and frozen bait. Crab, same thing. Crab pots, crab traps, trot line. Even got the white boots if you want to pretend you're a waterman. You can get them right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. For hunting, name your season. Early waterfowl. Waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot, gear, camo, clothing, and boots. You want to go deer hunting early on? First day is September 7th. Matthews bows, Hoyt bows, all on clearance. Raven crossbows, Excalibur, 10-point Mission Baronet, Carbon Express, custom arrows, everything else. All there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road on Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back after this. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app. Visit redcrossblood.org. Or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Boy, that guy's a nice voice. That Ira guy, he's been here for 100 years. Pretty much. And he's not saying anything. He's sitting over here shaking his head and smiling. That's good. Hey, Alan Ellis here for the more on hunting. I don't know why I got that. But we're going to talk with Harry a little bit further here on some bear stuff. But right now I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget there's rebates, $100 rebates on all the over and under shotguns, all the autoloader shotguns, rimfire rifles, centerfire rifles, excluding the A-bolt, like the BAR and that type of thing. And then the you can save $50 on the X-bolt, the BPS shotgun, and all handguns. That's Browning Bucks, runs through October 31st at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Harry, we're back. Let's talk a little bit about the expansion of the bear territory.
Yeah, in 2016, so 2 years ago, I was really excited. We expanded the hunt zone to include Washington and Frederick counties. That's an area where the bear population has been growing pretty quickly over the years. And in fact, we only have what we consider occupied range in the four western counties. And our definition of occupied is where we know there are sows giving birth to cubs.
Right.
So they're using that year round.
Right.
Although, to be honest, I think Montgomery and Carroll are both knocking on the door.
Oh, probably.
Will not be long. But
probably.
But I tell you, one thing I've noticed is a lot of hunters, they get a bear tag and assume they should go to Garrett County.
Right.
And, there's a lot of bears in Garrett County, but I tell you, they're driving by a lot of bears in Washington, Frederick, and even eastern Allegheny counties before they even get there.
I got a text the other night from former fisheries director Tom O'Connell, who lives in Sharpsburg.
Yep.
Tom had a sow bear with a collar.
Yep.
Next to his house the other night.
Yep.
Tore up both of his 3D archery deer. Tore them to pieces.
Yep.
You saw that?
Yeah, I did. Actually, Tom's Tom's wife emailed it to me. So.
Oh, Tam, yeah.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, actually. Years ago, before you guys even had a bear season, I used to go up to Backbone Mountain Sports, and they had a 3D range. Mm-hmm. And this is 20-some years ago, and the owner there was complaining about the bears tearing up his 3D deer.
Yeah, they do. One of the state forests out here had a 3D range years ago that the bears used to tear them up there, and... I'll tell you, bears are inquisitive and they like to play.
And they don't like styrofoam, apparently. And,
yeah, they do not.
So anyway, I'm sorry, I interrupted you with an anecdote there from, this was just this weekend. So,
yeah.
They're there in Washington, they're there in Frederick, and that encounter I told you about where the bears ran up on us was also in Frederick County. So.
Yeah, and I would, an interesting point of reference, years ago, Frederick County has had bears all along in that northern part of the county.
Sure. Watershed area, sure.
Yeah, up there by the watershed, they have had bears there all along and have kind of really, that little population, if you will. I mean, when I started, you had bears as far east as Route 15 in Frederick County.
Right.
And now there are bears everywhere, and they were almost limited to north of 70 as well.
Well, just east of 15, there's a housing development there that's had a sow walking around in there all summer, and people are all excited about it.
Yep.
I hope nobody's feeding them.
Well, and that's part of the fight that we fight all the time. Bears getting food, whether it's intentional feeding or unintentional feeding. When you have problems with bears, that's typically what it's about, is the bears become used to getting food from people, and then they just get too comfortable and too bold, and oftentimes the people get too comfortable as well.
And I think we had our first bear human attack in Frederick County as well.
Yeah, that was in November 16, and that was in Frederick County.
Woman was out trying to take pictures of the bear or something.
Actually, she was out investigating the neighbor's dog was barking. She took her dog out, so you had a sow with three cubs feeding where there was a lot of acorns on the ground. It was in November, so she was they were all trying to fatten up. You had one dog off a leash and one dog on a leash, and it was just the perfect storm. It was in the dark. She couldn't see.
Perfect storm.
It was a really unfortunate event, but you know that remains, knocking on wood here, remains our only human attack.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know,
and was it really an attack, or was it just getting in the way of something that was happening naturally?
Well, not sure, but I'll tell you, the bear came back and made contact with her multiple times.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is what prompted us to go ahead and euthanize that bear.
You had to put that bear down. Yeah. Bear touch human, that's a death sentence.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of room there.
Nope.
But that particular area in Frederick County's had bears for a long time. There's a good population of bears. In fact, Washington and Frederick County, Washington on the ridges more than in the valley.
Sure.
So east and west part of the state, or the county. And then our highest bear density is actually in western Allegheny County.
Really?
Right now. Yeah, the Dan's Mountain area.
No kidding.
More bears per square mile in western Allegheny than anywhere else in the state.
Well, that's the thing. Public land is a really good bet if you want to go bear hunting in Maryland. You know, it's a really good bet.
If I drew a tag, I would not hesitate to hunt public land. And the key at that time of year is finding the food.
Food source.
I mean, there's a reason we put that season in October, because we knew the it's one of the busiest times for bears to move as they're trying to feed.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives the hunters somewhat of an advantage. An animal that sometimes during the year will only be active, in the evening and nighttime.
Right.
Now they're active, almost 24/7. At that time of year.
Exactly.
And the more they move, and there's one thing they're looking for, and that's food. The more they move to find the food, the more likely a hunter is to intersect.
Right. Tell me, I've often wondered this, and I never ask a bear guy the question, but Maine has a season in September, mm-hmm. and no spring season.
Right.
But all your Canada provinces have spring, well, the ones that have bear season mostly have spring seasons.
A lot of them do, yeah. Very few of the states have spring seasons, and that's typically a cultural issue.
Okay.
Because you've got sows with young cubs that are dependent.
Right.
When our season rolls around in October, the cubs are no longer, while they're still with the sow.
Sure.
If that sow is taken, the cubs fare just fine. In fact, I'll tell you something that a lot of people don't realize. I mentioned we have some good-sized bears.
Mm-hmm.
The average male cub at that time of the year is 75 pounds.
Now that's, yeah.
We had a cub in here last year. Somebody shot a cub, brought it in. It was 123 pounds.
Barely a cub anymore.
Which, exactly. We've got some females, some adult sows will never get bigger than that.
Right.
So we grow them big.
Sure. Well, you've got the food, you've got the water, you've got the everything. I mean, you've got the habitat, you got everything, and other bears. I mean, you got everything that the bear wants is that in that habitat, and has been for eons, basically.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in this country where the bears are dependent on a food source, and here, acorns are the most important thing for our bears. But if the acorns don't do well, they've still got the cherries, the hickories, and so on and so on. So, yeah, they've got it good.
Yep. So bears are omnivorous. They eat anything and everything. And they're not structured like a white-tailed deer. The white-tailed deer has more of a rumen type digestive system like a cow.
Right.
They'll fill one of their four stomachs and then go chew their cud the rest of the day.
Right.
And whereas a bear is continuously foraging for, like you said, cherries, acorns, grubs. They're not lying in wait for our immature buck deer to come and eat it out there,
Right, and unlike a deer, they know they're going to spend a couple months hibernating.
Right,
so they've got to fatten up for that.
Sure,
and it's nothing for a bear to gain 100 pounds or more going into that denning period.
Sure. And the white acorns are the ones that have the highest amount of fat and protein, I believe.
If I remember
my biology right.
You do.
Good. But there's good, like you said, there's plenty of bears in Frederick, have been there for a long time, and they're expanding the range, same way with Washington County.
Yep.
And, you know, years ago, again, before there was a bear season, I was in Washington County, right there in the valley, and one of the landowners I was talking to, he says, "You see that valley right there?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "That comes right down from Pennsylvania and goes right down into West Virginia, and those bears travel that like it's a superhighway." And I said, "Makes sense, because there's no geological barrier there. I mean, they can just move right through that valley and keep on rocking and rolling."
He was mostly right.
Yep.
But to be honest, they tend to use the ridges.
Okay.
It's the same concept, but bears tend to be ridge runners, which is a good tip if you get drawn in the hunt.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy to know that.
They run the ridges. So, you know, if you've got your choice, go low or go high on the ridge.
Go high.
Go high.
Look for a bench.
That's right.
I got it. Absolutely. And oak trees.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you've got an oak flat adjacent to thick cover, you're golden.
Well, let's talk about, we got a minute or two here. Let's not talk about anything else right now. Can you hang for a final segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. Let me tell the folks about our friends here at Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for hunters and anglers on Maryland's eastern shore, that's for sure. Scentlock apparel with the deer season coming up. Waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot, plenty of camo, hips, boots, and waders. Rambo electric bikes, banded. New brand, banded waterfowl and deer camo, if you like, at Chesapeake Outdoors. A clearance sale on Hoyt bows. All Hoyt bows are on clearance sale, a large selection in stock. Barnett, Mission, Raven, 10-point Excalibur, Carbon Express crossbows, custom arrows cut for you, bow tuning, accessories installed, all at Matthews compound bows as well. Firearms like Remington and Chiappa for goose season or deer, muzzleloaders and accessories from Thompson Center and CVA. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Bubba blade knives, and much, much more. And that's just the hunting stuff. All at Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island, Route 50 East. You will enjoy your trip to Chesapeake Outdoors like I do every time I go. Hey, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on OnX to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Look into it. Download the app. OnX Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with OnX Hunt. And we'll be right back after these messages.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Wet weather for the weekend with scattered thunderstorms. More of what we don't need right here for August. It's been a wet month, and we're going to add about an inch of rain in some places this weekend. 50% chance of thunderstorms and 87 out there this afternoon. Scattered storms likely tonight, 71 degrees, and additional storms on Sunday with temps in the low 80s. Upper-level weather energy kind of enhancing our storm coverage throughout the weekend. Catch a break Monday, sunshine low 80s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Baylinex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
The police called after midnight when they caught our son at a drinking party. It was a real wake-up call. My wife and I are really worried. We don't know if our son has a serious problem or if he's just hanging around with the wrong crowd. How do we know what to do? The police officer who brought our son home suggested we try Al-Anon family groups. He said it might help to hear how other parents are dealing with alcohol problems. I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting. I didn't want anyone to think we had problems like that. And I didn't think our son's problem was that bad. When I decided to give Al-Anon a try, I found it was a safe place that keeps your problems private. It was very helpful. Are you troubled by someone else's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. We share the things we love most in life for the world to see. But what if we could actually do more with our sharing than just collect likes? What if this sharing could be used to make a difference? Now there's a place where we can put all that sharing to good use. The National MS Society is asking people to make a difference and share what they love with someone else who loves it too. Whether it's surfing, dancing, or whatever is important to you, we've created a place that'll help you get your experience out to the world. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org, because together, we are stronger.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nice lounge music there, Ira. What do you think we are? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, look. Don't forget, I'll be back here at 5 a.m. next Saturday as well. So listen, enjoy the scrambled eggs and sausage on the breakfast bar. We are back with Harry Spiker, who's the bear and trapping guy for DNR. And he has an official title, but it's boring, so we'll make him the bear and trapper guy. How's that sound, Harry?
That sounds good.
All right. I could customize that a little bit, but you wouldn't like it. So anyway, we were talking about the bear population here. Very sustainable bear population. 2,200 now is your latest. If I remember, it was 2006, you said, what, 600 altogether? And then we jumped to like 11 or 1,500 5 years later.
Yep.
And now we're 2,200.
Yeah, we've been seeing about a 12% growth.
Per year.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good thing. Yeah. How many bear get hit on the, how many bears get hit on the highway each year?
Over the last 5 years, I'd say we're at around 50 to 60.
Right.
That we're losing to vehicles each year.
We had six here in the Baltimore metro area this year.
We did. That was crazy. All in a short period of time. I suspect what happened there is they're usually when those bears show up in Baltimore, Harford, you know, counties, and you know, Howard.
Young males.
Area. Yeah, those young males dispersing you know, in the spring, early summer. But now I think what happened here is I think there may have been a litter dispersing together, which they will do.
Interesting.
Yeah, sometimes they're off on their own. Sometimes the litter leaves and travels together. And I kind of suspect that, you know, to have that many in such a close period of time in a relatively close area, And I suspect that was what happened.
Your sows typically give birth to two or three cubs?
Three, okay. Yeah, and they typically have their first litter at the age of three or four.
Right. And they breed every other year, though. They don't breed every year, right?
Exactly. They breed every other year. So, you know, until they're 20, roughly, you know, every other year they're giving birth to three. We had one radio-collared sow that we followed for several years that I tagged 22 different cubs from that individual sow.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, that's, I mean, they're very productive.
Yes, they are. Good. What's the oldest bear you've ever had come in that was taken?
19 is the oldest one in the hunt. We've had two of them come in that were 19 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big bears.
Big. Well, actually, both of those were females and not all that big.
No kidding.
Yeah, our biggest bear, you'll remember that 615-pound male,
right?
Was only 7.5.
Wow.
And the interesting thing about that is, you know, they don't typically reach their full adult size until between the ages of 8 and 12.
Wow.
So he was still growing.
Yeah.
615 and growing.
615 and growing.
Yeah.
Well, Ronnie Oberenders, who's right, I'm working on Phil to get that bear in Bucks, Bears, and Stags, but Ronnie Oberender brought his into the outdoor show last year. His bear was 456 or something, if I recall.
Yeah.
And that bear, I don't know how old that bear was, but that bear's skull was 20 11/16.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was Boone and Crockett, no question.
That's a dandy.
That bear had a big noggin on it, no question. But there's bigger bears out there, and we want to find some of them. So.
Yes.
But weight-wise, 615 is still it, I believe.
Yeah, we've had several over, a handful over 500, several over 400.
Right.
We're only hunting in four counties, this year 5 days, previously, 4 days. So five-day season this year, Monday through Friday.
5 days.
Yep.
That's good.
October 22 through 26.
Yep. Good. Very good. So, well, Ira, I'm sorry. I didn't keep track of the time. How much time do we have? We have 10. Still have 10 minutes. Okay, good. We talked a little bit about bear biology. We talked about bear food. We talked about bear habitat. Now let's talk about some hunting techniques.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, what works... I mean, find the food, of course. And I also want to talk a little bit about the agricultural aspect of the bears out there. The farmers hate them, but, you know, they hate anything that eats a grain of corn or, a bite of wheat or, a soybean.
And a bear can do a lot of damage.
Bear can do a lot of damage. Bear typically don't feed like whitetail. Bear don't go in and just, nip off the ears here and there. They pretty much... They dominate a field when they lay down in a cornfield.
And they go into the middle of it, so the farmer doesn't even know it until he's harvesting.
That's even better.
A big hole.
Yeah. They lay there and basically just, pull all the corn to them that they can eat, and they don't get up until, and they move about another 2 or 3 feet, and then they pull the rest of it. Huh?
That's it. And
yeah.
The bad thing is they don't even eat all that they mash. So.
Yeah, of course they mash it down. Yes, of course.
Yeah, it looks like crop circles by aliens.
Exactly. But and the farmer really doesn't like that at all, So, but the farmers are rewarded. There's still a bear fund. You can elect to contribute as a hunter, contribute to the bear damage fund if you like.
Yep.
That's all on there. Of course, anybody can go on there and contribute if they're
right.
If they want to do that, but you don't necessarily have to buy your license or anything like that. If you want to contribute to the welfare of the farmers, you can do so.
Yep.
So, but let's talk about the hunting techniques. Now, I can only go from experience. First year, climbing stand, Allegheny State Forest, fogged in, 15 inches of snow that night.
Yeah.
The climbing stand would have worked because I could see a couple hundred yards. I was overlooking a bear trail, a logging road, which would have been perfect.
Yep.
We bumped a bear that morning on the forest and just never got a chance to see one because the weather never lifted.
Yeah, that was 05, right?
Yep, 05.
That was, 12 inches of snow overnight.
Yep. Yep, yeah. And I left the next day because my little S10 couldn't get back into Savage
State Park. You weren't the only one.
I know. And you guys lost power at the check station, which was another dilemma.
We did. We were without power for about 4 days.
Exactly. But you survived.
That's right.
All right. So that, but that's a good way to do it. Climbing stand,
yes.
You know, elevated stand, deer stand, that type of thing. Even a ladder stand, if you want to install one, works well. I've hunted in ladder stands overlooking, you know, bear traffic areas.
Yep.
Seen deer.
That's a good way to, that's a real good way, at the edge of a cornfield if you have permission on private property.
Right.
Ladder stands tough to lug in and out of the state forest.
True. I've also hunted in permanent stands, and that's where I took my bear. You know the farm I hunted, and you've seen some of the stands there.
Yep.
And you know, you can see a long, long way on the edge of a field.
Yeah.
And that's another effective way. But you can hunt bears with any legal equipment that is you can use for deer. Correct.
That is correct. That is correct. We've had them taken with, flintlocks, crossbows. I tell you, crossbows are becoming more and more popular. Even in recent years, we've had bears brought in, particularly by, women and children who didn't want to shoot a 300 Magnum, which I'll say you don't need for our black bears. But the crossbow seems to be really popular these days.
You don't need a 300 Magnum.
I get a lot of people contact me every year and ask, what caliber I recommend.
Right.
And I usually ask them what they hunt deer with.
Right.
And I say, stick with that gun. I'm a stickler. I prefer use what you're comfortable with because shot placement is your key.
Exactly.
So.
And I'm very comfortable with my 270.
Yep.
But if you are a guest, you might want to ask the landowner what he prefers.
Yep.
And my landowner host said, bring the biggest gun you've got.
And he was an experienced bear hunter.
He was I think he's probably killed more bears individually in Maryland bear season than anyone.
Yeah, probably.
Six. Yes, and he said, and he used a 375 Weatherby Magnum.
He was also a guy that would go to Africa. So.
Yeah, three. I've only killed three elephants, but they were all charging.
Right.
You know? So, gee, sorry, Ed. You had to have that experience three times. But, and the 10-foot Russian brown bear. But, the life-size polar bear in his house. He liked bears.
Absolutely.
You know.
As you know, at the check station, we ask what caliber people use.
Right.
And by far, the number one most popular is the 30-06.
Of course.
We've had more bears taken with a 30-06 than any other caliber.
It's perfect. It's a perfect firearm for almost any North American big game. Exactly. I would have preferred to use my 270,
yep.
but quite frankly, I'm glad I had the 300 because the bear was at 200 yards.
Oh, wow.
And I needed to get that bear in the scope quickly.
Right.
And it worked out well. So, you know, it worked out good. But anyway, so rifle. How about slug guns? You got anybody using slug guns?
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of folks for the deer hunting counties that are shotgun only.
Yes.
I've had several of them ask me what caliber rifle should I buy? And I tell them, again, hunt with that slug gun you're comfortable with.
Hunt with what you're comfortable with.
Hunt with what you're comfortable with.
Yep. I shot my first one with a 12 gauge up in New Brunswick.
Yep.
And I shot my second one with a muzzle loader.
Okay.
And I shot my third one. The third one was the one with the rifle. So,
yep.
All right. Harry, we got about 2 minutes left. I need to tell the folks one more time about the Browning rebates at Clyde Sports Shop. I also got to tell them that Clyde Sports Shop has everything you need for fishing, including a 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH. That'll tell you where the fish are biting, what they're biting on. If you go crabbing, they've got the crabbing bait. If you want a chum, they've got all the chum and the frozen baits and live baits for any type of fishing. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. The fishing hotline, 247-FISH, 247-3474. So I had to get that out of the way, and then I also wanted to say thank you for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time, and we did finish in time for your conference call at noon, didn't we?
Yep, we sure did.
Perfect, man. I appreciate it. Hey, we welcome you back anytime, maybe in October, a little bit of a pre-bear season talk and pep talk for the guys that have had a pulled a permit, and hope I'm one of them. So,
sounds good.
Yeah, man, we'll talk further on bucks, bears, and stags, too. We need to figure out how to get these bear hunters in the record book.
Right.
All right, Harry. You have a wonderful day, buddy.
You do the same. Take care.
Thanks, Harry. Bye-bye. All right, folks, that brings us to the end of the show. It didn't go too badly. I mean, you know, there were some technical difficulties. My producer kind of lost his mind in the middle of the show. But other than that, it's all good. Ira, thanks for everything, buddy. We'll be talking to you soon. Folks, thank you. By now, I'm somewhere out in the middle of the ocean, and I can't see land anymore. So I'll let you know next week if the tunas were cooperating and if, you know, we jumped any marlins or got any mahi-mahi. You know, we don't want to say dolphin because people don't want to eat dolphin, but that's what they used to be called. All right. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.